We're sitting on $2 trillion? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It sounded like a great idea.
Back in 2005, Congress earmarked tax dollars for a futuristic magnetic levitation train across the Mojave Desert to Las Vegas.
A levitation train, because you want to cross the desert as fast as possible, especially when it stands between you and the Liberace Museum.
But a series of technical errors caused so many delays, supporters abandoned the project. The $45 million could sit around forever.
Forever, because the law says the money has to be spent on levitating trains even if they're never built. And how about this one?
$2.7 million tax dollars left over from an earmark for the 1996 Olympics.
And which by law can only be spent on the 1996 Olympics, which means they'll be spending it, let's see, never. Oh, correction. As soon as Doc Brown finally fixes his time machine.
Great Scott!
Now, these are just two examples. And according to Senator Tom Coburn, and he says these numbers are official, all this stuff adds up to $2 trillion unspent federal dollars being carried over to next year, a third of which isn't earmarked for anything. So why doesn't he write a bill to spend it on jobs or pay down the debt? Because, he says, such a bill would never get to the floor.
They don't want to fight the political battle of saying, well, he giveth and he taketh away. They don't want that negative press.
Finding $2 trillion would create negative press? Come on, really, why can't Congress get together and fix this?
The encounter could create a time paradox that would unravel the very fabric of the space-time continuum and destroy the entire universe.
Okay, well, that's a good reason. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.